Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that we have the opportunity to study together.
谢谢你，我们有机会一起来学习。
The opportunity to learn from your word.
有机会从你的话语里来学习。
Help us today as we hear from you.
当我们今天学习的时候，求你帮助我们听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
First of all, let me give you the homework.
首先我先给大家这个星期的家庭作业。
And this is, we are beginning now the book of Acts.
然后我们下星期就开始进入《使徒行传》。
You will have 2 weeks to read the book of Acts.
你有两个星期的时间可以来阅读《使徒行传》。
Because next week I am going to give you kind of a introduction, the background for the Acts and the early church.
然后下个星期呢，我是在给你这个《使徒行传》跟早期教会的一个背景简介。
And so you will have a little more time to read through Acts.
所以大家有更多的时间去读《使徒行传》。
Today we are looking at the last of the four Gospels.
今天我们要看《四福音》书中的最后一卷。
And if you have been reading through each of the Gospels as we study,
如果在我们这个学习的时候呢，你把每本福音书你都读了。
You immediately see a big difference when you come to the Gospel of John.
当你来到约翰福音的时候，你马上就可以看到约翰福音跟前三卷福音的不同之处。
When we started the Gospels, I told you there were the first three Gospels were called the Synoptic Gospels.
当我们开始讲新约的时候，我讲过前三卷福音书称为是府类福音或者观看福音。
Because they look at similar information.
因为他们所观察的是相似的信息。
John is entirely different.
但是约翰福音却跟这三卷福音完全的不同。
We will see here in a few minutes a couple of the reasons why.
我们待会儿会看他之所以不同的几个原因。
But earlier this year, I read a new book that compares the different Gospels.
我今年早期的时候读了一本书，他在把这些福音书做比较。
And this writer wrote very well, I think, the difference between John and the other Gospels.
然后我觉得这个作者把约翰福音跟其他三卷福音的不同之处描述得很好。
He said, Matthew takes us into a synagogue.
然后他说马太福音呢，是把我们带到了这个犹太人的这个会堂里。
And introduces us to Jesus as the king of the Jewish people.
向我们介绍，把耶稣作为犹太人的君王来向我们介绍。
Mark shows us a king and a man of power and calls us to be disciples, shows us how to follow him.
然后马可福音就是一位君王，一位大有权能的人，他呼召我们如何来跟随他。
Luke, he said, writes to educated Greek people and gives us a picture of how God's purpose for Jesus fits into the world.
然后路加福音呢，是写给那个受过教育的，也很有文化的这个希腊人，让我们看到说神对耶稣的这个生平是怎么样到应用到全人类中，符合到全人类的历史当中。
And then this is what he said about John.
他是这样来讲约翰福音的。
He takes us up on a mountain.
他把我们带到高山，山顶高山。
Takes us up on a mountain.
让我们到了山顶之上。
And says, "Look, from here you can see the glory of the Son of God."
说你看，从这里你可以看到神的儿子的荣耀。
He shows us a picture of Jesus' glory more than any other writer.
约翰福音比别的福音书更多的、更强的向我们展示了耶稣的荣耀。
remember that John, if you go to the next slide, John is the writer who wrote the book of Revelation.
要记住约翰他是写了启示录的这个作者。
And that, I think, helps us to understand a bit of the Gospel of John.
这个可能可以帮助我们能够更好地了解约翰福音。
This is someone who is looking at the picture of Jesus from heaven, from eternity.
然后这位约翰呢，他是从天堂，从永恒的角度来看耶稣。
And so the style of the Gospel of John is much different than the detailed pictures in, especially in Luke.
然后所以约翰福音他的写作风格呢，就跟那路加福音那种很细节性的描述的这个路加福音是很不同的。
If you go to the next slide, John was one of the inner circle of Jesus.
约翰是耶稣就是这个小圈子里边一个比较亲密的圈子里的一员。
Son of Zebedee, one of the first of the disciples called and one of the three that was closest to Jesus.
然后他是西比泰的儿子约翰，他是最早期被耶稣呼召的，也是那个跟耶稣很亲近的三个人中间的一个。
John's gospel is written very late.
约翰福音的成书时间很晚。
90 AD.
大概是公元后九十年。
That day is important for a couple reasons.
那个日期之所以重要是有一些原因。
First of all, by 90 AD, John is a very old man.
第一个到了公元九十年的时候，约翰已经年纪很大了，很老了。
In fact, John's gospel includes an explanation that is a little bit humorous.
然后约翰福音里边呢有一些解释其实有挺幽默的。
Because he says that Jesus, and I did not look this up before for class, but he tells them that Jesus did not say to him, you'll never die.
他里面写到说约翰其实不是对他门徒说你不会说那门徒不死。
This is in the last chapter, John chapter 21, verse 23.
这是在约翰福音21章三节。
And John says, the same spread about that this disciple was not to die, but Jesus did not say to him.
他说于是这话传在弟兄中间说那门徒不死，其实耶稣不是说他不死。
The reason he includes that is a little bit humorous.
他之所以把这个记载在这里其实是有点幽默的。
By the time he writes the Gospel of John, he is in his 90s.
当约翰写这个约翰福音的时候，他这个年纪那时候可能已经九十岁了，或者更老一些。
Now that's not unusual now. All of us know people who are 90 or even 100.
在现在呢，这个可能不是很特别，我们都认识九十岁或者甚至一百岁的人。
But in the first century, probably John was the only 90-year-old that most people knew.
然后呢，但是在第一世纪，约翰有可能是所有人认识的唯一的一位已经年纪超过九十岁的人。
People did not live that long.
在那个时候，人的岁数没有那么久。
And so apparently a rumor started that John was never going to die.
所以就开始有这个传言就说约翰不会死的。
And so he says, no, Jesus did not tell me I'm not going to die.
然后他就说耶稣没有对我说我不会死。
More important for our study, the date is important for this reason.
对我们来学习约翰福音这个日期之所以重要的原因在于
By the time John writes, all the other three Gospels have been already around for 20, 30 years.
就是在约翰开始写约翰福音的时候，那其他三卷福音已经是流传了，已经是被在众人之间流行，大概已经有二十年、三十年之久。
And John will have had those three Gospels that he can read.
约翰应该有那三卷福音的这个版本，那个书卷。
And so when he writes, he focuses on things that are different than those three.
所以当他写的时候呢，他所看重他所着墨的那个事情是跟这三卷福音不同的。
When I was in a seminary, I had a professor who was very liberal.
我在读神学院的时候，其中有一位教授是非常自由派的神学。
And so he felt like, he said, we know John isn't true because he tells different stories than the other writers.
然后他就说，我知道约翰，我们都知道约翰福音，根本就不是真实的，因为他讲的故事跟那另外三卷福音都不同。
And I thought that that logic was very silly.
然后我觉得他的这个逻辑挺愚笨的。
I thought that if John was just making it up, he would have copied the same stories the others had.
然后我想如果约翰福音他是编造出来的，那他肯定就会去抄写别人的那个已经出来的福音书。
To me, part of the truth of John is he says, all of these other gospels have already told these things, and they are true.
然后约翰福音的真实性在于说，他说这别的三卷福音他们已经写出来，他们讲的故事记载的也都是真实的。
But I was there too, so let me tell you some things that are not included in those gospels.
但是我也是目击人，我也是现场人，所以让我给你讲一些没有在那三卷福音书中所没有出现的事情。没有记载的事情。
He's giving us another picture of Jesus.
他给我们另外一幅关于耶稣的图像。
So, if you go to slide 5,
如果我们现在看那个第五张幻灯片，
92% of what is in John is unique to him. It's not in any of the other three Gospels.
所以在约翰福音中的 92% 的内容呢，都是在别的 福音书中没有出现的，是独特的。
If you have been reading with us as we go through the Gospels,
如果我们前三卷书你一直在读的话，
You read Matthew,
你读过马太福音。
When you came to Mark, you probably said, oh, I remember that story, I read that before.
当你读到马可福音的时候，你可能会说，哦，这个故事我想起来了，在马太福音里我读过的。
And when you read Luke, ah, I've already read that twice.
当路加福音说，哎，那个故事我已经读过两遍了。
They have different details.
他们对这个细节的描记载可能有不同。
But it's the same basic events.
但是却记载的是同一个事件。
But when you read John,
但是当你读约翰福音的时候，
you begin reading.
你就开始来读了。
You come to chapter 2.
你到了约翰福音第二章。
And you say, I didn't read about the wedding at Cana before.
你说，哎，我在前面三卷福音中没读过这个加纳的婚宴呢。
You come to chapter 3.
然后到了第三章。
You say, I never read about Nicodemus before.
你说我以前从来没有看到尼格迪姆这个名字啊。
Chapter 4.
到第四章，
I didn't know about the woman at the well.
我也没有听说过这个井边的妇人的故事。
Chapter 5,
第五章，
the man he heals at Bethesda. I never read that before.
说我他的在毕大寺池边治疗医治了这个人，我从来没有读过这个故事。
Over and over, as you are reading John, you are reading new things.
所以一而再再而三的，当你读约翰福音的时候，你会不断读到很多新的故事。
That is, I think, partly because he is writing 30 years later.
我觉得原因之一是因为他的成书是这些别的福音书成书30年之后写的。
So he's giving the stories that the other gospels did not give.
所以他讲述的是记载的是别的福音书没有记载的故事。
And the other reason is because of his purpose.
另外呢，是因为他写这本书的目的。
He wants us to see Jesus is the Son of God.
他写书的目的是要让我们明白，让我们知道耶稣是神的儿子。
If you have your Bible, turn to John 1, verse 14.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到约翰福音第一章十四节。
Because this really sums up what John is doing in his gospel.
所以这个就是约翰写约翰福音他的宗旨，他的 这个中心思想目的就是这个。
The word became flesh.
他说道成了肉身。
And when John writes this, the word logos, they understand that is one of the words that could be used for God, for the divine.
所以当约翰写这个道，他的希腊文是那个 logos 的时候，他们明白这个词是可以用来形容神的。
So the word God took on human flesh.
他就是说这个道就是神，他披戴了这个肉身，就是成了肉身，有了血肉之躯。
And dwelt among us.
他说住在我们中间。
Now when a Jewish reader read that.
当一个犹太人，犹太的读者读到这句话的时候。
They heard something that we don't hear.
他们所在他们脑中所激起的那个印象，他们听到的跟我们现在的人是不同的。
When we hear the word dwelt, we think, oh, that means he lived on earth.
然后当我们听住在的时候，住的时候我们就说，哦，他就是住在这个地上，地球上。
But when they heard the word dwelt,
但是当他们听到那个住在那个词的时候，
it was a word that pointed back to the Old Testament.
这个词呢，住这个词是指向旧约的时候。
When the tabernacle was built,
当他们建立帐幕的时候，
and God came down and dwelt in the tabernacle.
神就是降下来住在帐幕之中。
John is saying to them,
约翰对这些作者说，对这些读者说，
at the tabernacle, God came and lived among us, he dwelt among us.
在帐幕的建立帐幕之后呢，神就降临下来住在帐幕之中，住在我们之中。现在
in the person of Jesus, God has come and dwelt among us.
就是因为耶稣，就是神就住在耶稣，就是好像就是住在帐幕一样。
And he says, we have seen his glory.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
Glory as of the only Son from the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光
，full of grace and truth，
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And so John is going to focus on that glory。
所以约翰他所关注的，他所重点要着墨写的就是那个荣耀。
This is the Son of God come to live among us。
这是神的儿子住在我们中间。
He is not going to include some things the other gospel writers include.
所以他不会去记载或者去包括别的福音书已经记载的。
He's not going to give us any parables.
他不会跟我们讲这些所有的比喻。
No casting out demons.
也没有赶鬼的故事。
None of the places where Mark says, don't tell anyone who I am.
然后马可福音中所记载说不要去告诉人我是谁也没有写。
Instead, in John, he is going to focus on all of the evidence that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以约翰福音他所着重的是所有就是显示了耶稣是神的儿子的这些故事，这些证据。
He's going to do this a couple ways.
他有几种不同的方式来达到目的。
One is going to be the miracles that he gives.
第一个他记载的是耶稣所施行的神迹。
John will give us 7 miracles.
约翰记载了给了我们七个神迹。
7 for the Jewish people was complete. It was perfection.
对犹太人来讲，七就意味着这个完全，意味着完美。
John could have given us many more.
约翰可以给我们记载更多的神迹。
In fact, at the end of the book, he says, Jesus did many other miracles.
他在结语的时候，约翰说，耶稣其实所行的事还有许多。
That are not written in this book.
他说没有写在这里。
So, he could have done many, but he does 7 because 7 is enough.
因为他可以再记很多的神迹，但他只记载了七件，因为七就足够了。
That's complete.
那个就完全了。
But John doesn't call them miracles.
但是约翰没有称他们是神迹。
He uses a word that none of the other writers use.
他所用的这个词是别的作者都没有用过的。
Not miracles, but signs.
他说，他不是说是神迹，他是说是征兆。
He does these seven miracles as a sign.
他耶稣行这七个神迹是作为一个征兆。
So let me show you how that looks.
让我给你讲一下它是怎么样的。
John chapter 2.
在第二章。
The first of the seven signs.
这是七个征兆中的头一个。
Is turning water into wine.
是使水变酒。
And when he does that,
当他这样耶稣行这个神迹的时候
and here we again have the disadvantage of not being in class together,
现在就是我们不能面对面在一起上课的这个不便之处。
But when Jesus does this miracle, can anyone tell me who knows he did it?
当约翰耶稣行这个神迹的时候请你告诉我到底是谁知道他行了这个神迹呢can you repeat?刘弟兄，你能
Marie.
The who?
Yeah, his mother.
His
他的妈妈
mother.
His.
The disciples know.
还有他的门徒知道。
The crowd does not know.
但是这个当时的宴席上的客人却不知道。
All they know is that the quality of the wine suddenly got much better.
他们所知道就是突然之间这个酒怎么变得这么好了。
But they don't know why.
他们也不知道为什么。
So look at what John says.
你看约翰是怎么记载的，怎么写的。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
This, the first of his signs.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。I'm sorry, Chinese translated to miracle.
Okay.
I will try to find another.
Okay.Can you explain then, or did you explain about the difference between sign and miracle?
I will try. I try to find another version. 他的神迹。11, right? It's verse 11.
11.
It's, oh my goodness. It's, 我说的是征兆就是一个yes. 他说那个神迹就是好像一个事件，但是他说约翰福音里用的是征兆，征兆好像一个这两个词已经 I already translated different than the Chinese Bible. So
okay, I'll have to
use a word for sign, not a miracle.
Okay, all right. So this first miracle he does, this first sign,
所以这行的头一件神迹，这第一个征兆
it says he manifested his glory.
就是他显出他的荣耀来。
We are seeing the glory of the Son of God.
我们已经看到了神的儿子的荣耀。
And his disciples believed in him.
他的门徒就信他了。
Each time in John that he does a miracle,
所以在约翰福音里边，每次耶稣行神迹的时候，
it is a sign to someone of who he is.
他是对有些对某些人来讲，这个就是一个耶稣是谁的征兆。
The other way in the Gospel of John that he shows that Jesus was God.
在约翰福音里，耶稣就是约翰来显示耶稣是神的另外一种方式是。
Was a phrase that again, when we read it now, we miss what they heard back then.
就是他用了一个词语，就是我们现在读的话，我们会失掉其中当时的读者他们所理解的那个意思。
When We, if you hear me say, I am a teaching pastor.
如果你听我介绍说我是一位教导那个牧师的话。
You just say, okay.
你就说好的。
But when a Jewish person heard the word, I am.
但是当犹太人听到这个词说我是的时候。
They went back to the Old Testament.
他们的思绪又回到旧约。Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, freezing again. When God appears to Moses,
当神向摩西显现的时候,
and Moses says, "Who do I say sent me?"
然后摩西又说，那我告诉这些犹太人说是谁送谁差遣我来的呢?
I am sent you.
然后神对他说，是，我是差遣了你。
And so Jesus in the Gospel of John over and over uses that phrase.
所以在约翰福音里，耶稣就一而再再而三的不断的用这个我是这个词。
I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路真理生命。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Now you might say, how do we know what that they thought that that meant he was saying he was God?
然后你说那怎么能证明就是说他在说他是神呢？
I'll tell you how we know that.
我们是如何知道呢？
When he gets up and he says it.
然后当他每次这样子站起来说我是的时候，
They take up stones to kill him.
然后这些犹太人就拿起石头来要去砸他，要杀死他。
Why?
为什么？
Not because he healed somebody.
不是因为他医治了什么人。
But because he claimed to be God.
因为他自称为神。
Every once in a while, you will hear someone, they will write a book, they will appear on a news program, and they will say, Jesus was a great teacher.
然后你时不时的就会听到有人写书啊，或者在电视上，他们就会说耶稣是一个伟大的老师，伟大的教师。
But he never claimed to be God.
但是他从来没有自己宣称为神。
But he never claimed to be God.
他说他从来没有自称为神。
When you hear that,
当你听到这个人这么讲的时候，
you should know that no matter how educated that person is,
你就快知道说不管这个人的教育程度多高，
they don't actually know how to read old books.
他们实际上是不知道怎么来阅读这种古代的著作的。
Because everybody who heard Jesus say those words knew what he was saying.
所以在当时耶稣的那个听众，每个人听到耶稣讲到这个词的是我是的时候，他们都知道耶稣意味着什么。
And when they heard it, they had two choices.
当他们听到这个词的时候，他们有两种选择。
They could believe him.
他们可以相信。
Or they could refuse to believe.
或者他们拒绝相信。
And if they believed him, they had to worship him as God.
如果他们相信他，那他就必须要把他当成神来敬拜。
If they refused to believe him, they wanted to kill him.
如果他们拒绝相信他，那他们就想杀死他。
They did not have the option of saying, "Ah, he's a great teacher."
他们没有这个选项说，哦，他是一个伟大的教师。
Of course, he's not God.
他当然他不是神。他们
But he's still a great teacher. Nobody says that.
他们说，哦，他不过是一个很好的、很伟大的老师。当时的人没有人这样说的。
They either worshipped him or rejected him.
他们或者是敬拜他，或者拒绝他。
And those are our only two choices today.
这也是今天人所有的唯一的两个选择。
Last week I read,
上个星期我读到
that 52% of Americans believe that Jesus was a great teacher, but not the Son of God.
现在呢，在美国有52%的人相信耶稣是一位伟大的教师，但却不是神。
John would say, that's ridiculous.
约翰会说，这太荒唐了。
If he was not who he said he was, he is not a great teacher.
如果他不是他所宣称的他是的那一位，那他就不是。
Now, so you have two choices.
所以呢，我们只有两个选择。
And here is where I want to focus our attention in John.
所以这个是我希望我们在约翰福音中间所专注的。
Because John says the next slide.
所以因为约翰说，等一下，再看第六。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他说，约翰说。这个约翰福音的主题就是耶稣是神的儿子。
He says at the end of the book in chapter 20,
在约翰福音的结尾第二十章的时候，
I wrote these signs so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
他说，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，
the Son of God,
是神的儿子。
And that by believing, you will have life in his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
He's writing so that they will believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
他写约翰福音就是为了目的，就是让人相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And that they will have eternal life.
因为相信耶稣神的儿子，他们可以有永远的生命。
I already told you 7 times he gives us signs of who Jesus is.
他有约翰记载了七次耶稣的这个行神迹作为一个征兆。
52 times he uses the word believe.
在约翰福音中用了52次这个相信这个词。
And I want you to understand this.
我想要大家明白的是。
Because I think when people read John, there are two great mistakes they make.
当人们读约翰福音的时候，有时候他能犯的两个巨大的错误是。
One is the 52% of people that I just told you about who say, ah, he was a great teacher, he just wasn't the son of God.
就一种就是说这个 52% 我所讲到的美国人，他说，哦，约翰是一个，耶稣是一位伟大的教士，但却不是神。
The other mistake,
另外一个错误就是,
are those who say, oh yeah, I believe that.
你说, 哦, 我相信耶稣是神。
So I'm a Christian.
所以我也是基督徒了。
But nothing changes in their life.
但是他们的生命,生活却没有任何的改变。
And they say, look at what John says.
你说看看约翰所写的。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世界，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that whosoever believeth on him will have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不自灭亡，反得永生。
I believe.
我信了呀。
That's all I need to do.
那就是我所需要做的。
Go to the next slide.
让我们看下一个幻灯片。
Paul is going to say the same thing.
保罗会说同样的事情。
Say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
他说你若口里认耶稣为主
Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead.
你信神叫他从死里复活就必得救
And you will be saved.
你就会得救
All of us have seen celebrities.
我们都看到过那些明星名人
Who live wicked lives.
他们过一个很邪恶放荡的生活
And say, ah, I'm a Christian.
他们说我是基督徒。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Romans 10:9.
罗马书第十章第九节。
I believe that.
我相信这些。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
I have 8 girlfriends and do drugs.
然后我有八个女朋友，我也吸毒。
I live a wicked life.
我过一个邪恶的生活。
But I believe.
但是我相信耶稣，相信神。
What would John say?
那约翰会说什么呢?
John would say, impossible.
约翰会说不可能。
This word believe is very, very important to John.
相信这个词对约翰来讲是很重要的。
I have had people say to me,
所以有人就对我说,
If I could see a miracle that would prove to me that Jesus was the Son of God, I would believe.
如果我能够看到一个神迹向我证明说耶稣就是神的儿子，那我就相信。
They are sincere. They think they are telling the truth.
他们好像是真的很诚心，他们告诉我这是他们所想的。
But seeing a miracle by itself does not convince us.
但是单单的就是看到神迹，用眼睛看到神迹，并不就能够说服我们去相信。
The greatest miracle that Jesus did on earth was probably when he raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣在地上所行的最大的神迹，就是可能让拉撒路从死里复活。
Now there are 18 people in class, and if I said to you, leave.
然后如我们班上现在有18个人，那我就问你，如果你看到有人耶稣让人从死里复活，你会相信吗？
Most of you would say, of course.
很多人就会说当然会的。
But John tells us that when the leaders saw Lazarus raised
但是约翰记载说，当领袖这民间的领袖看到耶稣让拉萨路从死里复活的时候，不是说去相信，他们所决定第一个是杀，就是杀了耶稣。第二点呢，就是说连拉萨路一起杀了，这样子没有证据。所以呢，单单有这个神迹并不够。
We must still choose, will I believe?
你仍然要选择说我是不是要相信。
And so when John talks about believing, what does he mean?
所以当约翰讲到这个相信的时候，到底它意味着什么呢？
It is much more than just saying the words, I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
他就不单单说嘴巴上说，哦，我相信耶稣是神的儿子。
In John, to believe involves three things.
在约翰福音里边，相信包含了三件事。
And you have to have all three.
你必须得有这三件事。
At the end of class, I'm going to ask you, are you a believer?
在最后课结束的时候，我会问你，你是不是一位相信的人。当我问的时候，这个意思其实是
It does not mean, have I been baptized?
并不是意味着说我是不是受洗了。
It does not mean, do I go to church?
也不是说我是不是去教会。
Or do I read the Bible?
或者是不是我读圣经。
In John,
在约翰福音里
three things.
在约翰福音里相信意味着三件事。
First of all,
第一个呢，它包括了你的头脑。
With our mind, we must know and believe. Yes, I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
就是用我们的头脑，我们的思想，我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。
But that's not enough.
但是那个是不够的。
The second thing in John,
在约翰福音的第二点里就是
is the heart.
是我们的心。
我必须要信靠他。That's relationship.
那个就是我们之间的关系。
You see, it's possible to believe with my mind that Jesus is who he said he was.
就是有可能就是你头脑中相信说耶稣是他所称的那一位。
But to have no trust of him, and so I keep him at a distance.
但是却没有在生命中真正的信靠他，然后让他跟你有一段距离。在约翰福音里，这个相信也意味着这个关系上的信靠。
And the third thing that is included in John in belief.
在约翰福音里，相信的第三件事情意味着
is the will.
就是你的意志。
My actions, obedience.
就是我的行为，我的顺服。
If in John.
如果在约翰福音里边。
If I say, yes, I believe with my mind that Jesus is the Son of God.
如果说在我的头脑中我相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And yes, I trust him for a relationship.
我也信靠他，我是跟他有关系的。
But no, I'm not going to obey him.
但是我却不顺服他。
Then according to John, I do not believe.
但是根据约翰福音，你其实不是一个相信的人。
John chapter 6, Jesus does the miracle when he feeds the 5,000.
在约翰福音第六章，耶稣喂饱了五千人，他行了这个神迹。
Everyone's excited about that.
大家都很兴奋。
We believe, we believe, we believe.
我们相信你，我们相信你。
And Jesus begins to talk to them about what it will cost them.
然后耶稣就告诉他们他们所要付的代价。
He says, I'm the bread of life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
And here is what it will require for you to be my disciple.
要成为我的门徒对你们的要求就是。
And listen to this.
你听后边发生了什么。
It says, many of his disciples went back and did not follow him.
然后就是有很多他的门徒就离开他，不再和他同行，就多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Now that's not the 12.
那个这个离开他的门徒不包括那十二个使徒，十二个门徒。
It's part of this group of 5,000.
但是却是那五千个被喂饱的人中间的一群。
If you had stood up in front of that 5,000 and said, "How many of you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?"
如果你站在这五千人被喂饱的人面前，问他们说，你们多少人相信耶稣是神的儿子？
They would say, "Of course. Look at what he did, the miracle. Yes, I believe."
他们说，当然，你看看他所行的神迹，我相信。
If you said, "Do you want a relationship with him?"
然后你问他们说，你是不是想跟他有关系？
They would have said, "Of course, he will feed us every day, free food."
当然了，他会给我们喂饱我们，每天给我们免费的食物。
But when he said and give everything,
但是耶稣说，你必须要顺服我，放弃你一切所有的，就有很多人退去，不再和他同行。
Jesus looks at the 12 and he says, "Are you going to go away as well?"
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Simon Peter says, "No."
西门彼得就说，不会的。
There's nowhere else to go.
我们还归从谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Believe.
去相信意味着。
Involves everything.
就包含了你的每所有的一切。
John writes the Gospel of John.
约翰写了约翰福音。
He writes the book of Revelation.
约翰也写了启示录。
He also writes three little letters we call the epistles of John.
我们也他也写了约翰书信，就称为约翰一书、二书、三书。
And in there he talks about believing.
在约翰这个书信里面，他讲到了这个相信这个词。
And in chapter three.
在约翰一书第三章。
He gives us two groups of people.
他给我们讲了描述了两类人。
One group is the people who believe.
一组呢是相信的。
The other group are the people who do not obey.
第二组呢是不顺服的。
Those are the only two groups.
只有那两组。
Every one of us belongs in one of those two groups.
我们都是或我们就是都属于这两组中间的一类一组。
Those who believe.
或者是相信的
or those who do not obey.
或者是那种不顺服的
Many people want a third group.
很多人希望有第三组
those who believe but who do not obey.
就是第三组就是相信但是不顺服的
John says, "Nope, there's only two groups."
但是约翰说不对只有两组
If we believe, we will obey.
如果我们真的相信我们就会顺服如果我们不顺服，就说明我们不相信。
Now, I have spent most of the time on this definition of belief.
所以我花了很多的时间在讲这个相信的定义。
And the reason is because that is so crucial to what John is saying.
因为这个对约翰所教导的、所说的是非常非常的重要。
All the way through the gospel.
就是整个约翰福音从头至从尾从头至尾五十二次他提到相信相信相信他七次给我们记载了这个神迹就是征兆告诉我们说这是你为什么要相信的原因
over and over he says I am the bread of life I am the vine I am theResurrection.
然后一次再一次的耶稣说我是生命的粮我是复活我是真葡萄树
At the climax of the book,
在这个约翰福音的最高峰
John chapter 20,
就是约翰福音第二十一章
I read it before, verse 31.
我刚才以前读过第三十一节20, 31, OK
yes, I'm sorry. Start at verse 30. Jesus did many other signs.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹
which
没有记在这书上。
But these are written,
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。就是这两句就告诉我们，对于真正的基督信仰里边所包含的三件事。第一个呢，是有一本书。
These are written.
都这些是写下来。
If you are truly a believer,
如果你真的是一位相信的人，
you follow this book.
你就会跟随这本书。
You let it guide your life.
你让它来引导你的生活。
True Christianity is a person.
第二个，真正的这个基督信仰是一个人。
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Not just a good teacher,
不单单是一位好的伟大的教师，
the Son of God.
而是神的儿子。
And third,
第三点是一种经历。
You may have life.
叫可你可以得生命。它改变了你生活的所有的方方面面。
Last year, my children and our family went to Israel.
去年我们全家一起去了以色列。
Now, before I tell you this, you should know that I cannot swim.
我在这个之前呢，我要先告诉你们，我不会游泳。
I cannot float.
我也不会就是让自己飘在水面上。我很怕水，我真的也不喜欢水。
But we were coming to the Dead Sea.
但是我们就到了那个死海。
And the guidebook told us that the Dead Sea is so thick that anyone can float in it.
然后那个向导书上就写了，说那个死海的水呢，浮力很大，任何人都可以在上面飘着。
You just lay down,
你就躺在那儿。
Hold you up.
然后那个水就让你飘起来了。
My children said, "Do you believe that?"
我的孩子们就问我说：“你相信吗？”
I said, "Yeah."
我说我相信。
It says in our book.
我们的书上是这么写的。
My children said, "We're going to get in the water."
然后孩子们说：“让我们就下水吧。”
Will you get in with us?
你要不要跟我们一起下水？
And I said, "Are you crazy? I will drown."
我就说：“你们发疯了吗？我会淹死的。”
And they said, "You don't believe."
他们就说你才不信呢。
They were right.
他们是对的。
If we say,
如果我们说
the Son of God,
我相信耶稣是神的儿子。
I believe what this book says.
我也相信这本书上所记载所说的。
Not obey it.
但是我们却不去照着这个书上的话去做，不去行。我们不是一位相信的人。
Maybe my favorite story about belief.
我最关于这个相信的，我最喜爱的一个故事就是。
And if you have come to Palm Beach very long, you have already heard me tell the story.
如果你们已经在我们教会待了很久，你大概以前已经听过这个故事。
So you can take a 2-minute nap.
所以你现在可以休息一会儿。当约翰是一位老人的家的时候，有一个新的一个刚刚相信的人，信主的人，他成了约翰的学生。
This new believer was about 20 years old,
大概这个年轻的信主的人只有20岁左右。
When John was an old man,
当约翰已经是一位年迈的长者的时候。
His name was Polycarp.
这个年轻人的名字是波吕甲。
Polycarp became a pastor.
这个波吕甲他最后成为牧师。
And he lived to be 86 years old.
他一直活到86岁。
Now I love history.
我很喜欢读历史，我喜欢历史。
So I love to think about the fact that when this history.
Which man died? Like John.
Polycarp.
所以当约翰那个当那个波利甲死的时候，我们已经其实跨越了150年的历史。
John had lived 90-some years, which was very unusual.
在那个时代，约翰已经他的年纪是90多岁，在那个时候是很不寻常的。
And now his student lives to be 86, also very unusual.
他的学生也活到了86岁，也是很不寻常的。
And he became a pastor.
然后他成为牧师。
Very respected pastor.
很受人尊重的牧师。
In Smyrna.
然后在斯美纳。
The Roman officials wanted to destroy the church.
但是罗马教会那不是罗马政府那时候想要毁就是毁灭教会。
And they decided if we cut off the head of the church, the body will die.
然后他们决定如果我们把教会的这个首领都给杀了那这个教会的这个就会四分瓦解。
And so they decided if we can make Polycarp, the pastor, the bishop, deny the faith,The church will die.
所以他们就决定说如果我们可以让波利甲这个教会的领袖让他就是说说他否认主那教会肯定就完了。
And so they arrested him.
所以他们就把他抓起来。
They brought him to the Colosseum.
他们就把他带到这个斗兽场。
They had a, fire ready.
他们就把那个火都准备好。
And the governor said to him,
然后那个官长就对他说
Deny Jesus Christ and I will release you.
他说你现在只要你说你不信主我就把你放了
Polycarp said I cannot.
然后波利甲说我不能这样做
The governor said you don't even have to mean it.
然后那个官长说你不一定真正是就是说真正就是意味这样做
I like you, you're an old man.
我很喜欢你你是一位年长的人
Just say the words,
你就嘴巴上说说
and I will release you.
我就让你走放你走
and you can go home and worship in your heart.
你可以回到家在心里敬拜神
to take that offer.
那很多人其实在这个时候就是一个很大的试探就会接受这个建议
But this is what Polycarp said.
但是波利甲他是这么回答的
His servant.
他说我86年一直是他的仆人
And he has never denied me.
他从来没有说不认我
How can I deny him?
我如何怎么能够否认他呢
That's belief.
那才是真正的相信
to face death rather than to deny him.
就是宁愿面对死亡而不是去否认他
But here is the key.
但是这个关键在于
Because I think sometimes we hear that story and we think, oh, that's very nice.
然后很多时候我们听到这个故事我们就说哦，那个很好的一个故事
And I hope that when I am 86 if I have to face death, I will do it.
然后我就希望如果我到86岁我要面对死亡的时候我可以像波利甲这样
But that is not actually the key to that story.
但是关这个故事的关键之处不在于这个。
The key to that story came to the governor.
这个关键之处在于很多年前就在他来站在这个官长面前的时候。
The reason Polycarp could face death is because of those decades.
就是波利甲可以这样面对死亡是因为在这之前很多年他很忠心的顺服神而生活。
Most or all of us in this class will never have to choose, will I die or deny Christ?
在我们课上的我们的大多数人可能都不需要面对这样的选择就是或者我死或者我否认主。
We have a harder choice.
我们有一个更难的选择。
Because that choice is only one time.
因为那个选择只有一次机会。
We have a harder choice.
我们有个更难的选择。
Today,
今天
Will I obey him?
我是不是要顺服他
When it's difficult.
当这个情况艰难的时候
Tomorrow,
明天
Will I obey him if I have to deny something that I want?
我是不是要因为我要舍弃一些我想要的东西我来顺服他。星期三
Will I walk away from temptation?
我能不能就是离开试探逃远离试探
day after day after day.
一天又一天又一天
Will I shape my life by him?
我是不是让我的生命被他来改变来塑造。当我们说我相信的时候
That's what it means.
那个才是相信的真正含义
That day after day, for the rest of my life,
就是每一天在我生余生的每一天
I walk in relationship with him.
我在有跟他有关系的这种同行中和他同行
And because of that relationship,
因为我跟他有关系我就是对他顺服的来生活。所以这就是我今天早晨对你所说的。你是不是一个相信的人？并不是说你是不是受洗了，而是你是不是一个相信的人。
That's what John says brings us eternal life.
这就是约翰所讲的会给我们永远生命的这个福音真的是改变更新了我们生活中的方方面面让我们一起来祷告
God, it's easy to say the words we believe.
主啊有时候就说我相信这个这样嘴巴上说说是很容易的
to live that belief day after day.
但是在每一天的生活中把这个相信给活出来是很困难的求你帮助我们是那样子来生活我们在生命中的每一件事情都是因为被你的这个对你的信靠而来引导我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名阿门